God's precious word this morning and turn to the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 5, and we're going to be looking at three particular verses this morning in this chapter. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18 through verse number 20. The Bible says, "And be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." And again, that verse 20, noted again, "giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." For a little while this morning, I want to preach a message entitled, "Living Thankfully Every Day." Do you live thankfully every day? I trust this sermon will be a help and a blessing to you, that we would be people of God that would learn to be more and more thankful in life. We have a lot to be thankful for, but may we express it more and more. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you this morning for the power of your word, and thank you for the opportunity to realize what your word teaches us on the subject of being thankful. Help us now to realize that where we might be weak in this area, and that you would strengthen us, and that we would just praise you more and more in Jesus' name. Amen. Ephesians chapter 5 this morning is where we are looking at, and we're looking at verse number 18 through verse number 20. This week, Lord willing, we will gather around the table with family and friends and observe the time in our nation known as Thanksgiving. And we will probably eat more than we should, right? We'll probably just be guilty of that. Reminds me of a boy who watched as his dad finished eating a heavy meal and then loosened his belt. And he says, "Look, Mom, Pop's just moved his decimal point over two places." So I hope that doesn't happen to you on Thursday, but I definitely trust that you'll have a great time together. Andy Rooney said that there are two biggest sellers in any bookstore. There are the cookbooks and the diet books. The cookbooks tell you how to prepare the food, and the diet books tell you how not to eat any of it. And so this morning, looking at the subject matter of being thankful every day, because truly the child of God is to be a person, is to be thankful every day, not just once a year. And here in this passage of Scripture, we have some things that will help us, some truths that will help us to be thankful every day. And would you notice with me, first of all, this morning, that if we're to live thankfully every day, we must understand that it is a proper thing to do. Look at verse number 20. "Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." James 1:17 says that every good gift and every perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. And as you heard me quote that verse, I want you to think about this. Anything good you and I have comes from God. And it didn't come by our ingenuity or good luck or hard work. It came from God. There was a boy who came home from the grocery store with a loaf of bread. And so the father thought he would just teach his son a lesson. And the dad asked, he says, "Son, where did you get that bread?" "Well, I got it from the grocer." The father asked, "Well, where did the grocer get it?" The son said, "Well, he got it from the baker." "Well, where did the baker get it?" "Well, he made it from flour." "Well, where did he get the flour?" "He got it from the miller." "Well, where did the miller get the grain?" "Well, he got it from the farmer." "And where did the farmer get it?" "Well, he got it from God." "And where did you get that bread?" And the son said, "I got it from God." You see, it is a very proper thing for us, if we are to live thankfully every day, to understand that this ought to be a very common practice for the child of God, that we just express thanks more and more in our life. Now, with that in mind, notice with me, if you would, that there is a second truth we need to understand, and that when we give thanks, it is to be perpetual. That is, the Bible says here, giving thanks what? You have your Bible open there. Speak to me. What's it say? Giving thanks what? Giving thanks always. So that sets the parameters for us that the child of God is to give thanks always for all things, and I'll touch on that in a moment, but it is to be just a common practice for the child of God. The Bible says in Psalm 68:19, blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. In Lamentations chapter 3, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. And then even when we pray, our prayer is not to just be about asking, it's to be about thanksgiving. For the Bible says in Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. I was reading an interesting article this past week about stuff. And stuff that people accumulate. It's a very interesting article. And part of the article says that after World War II, the storage industry came to pass. And you have them, in fact, there's more storage units, believe this or not, than Starbucks and McDonald's in the United States of America. And think about this. The article also talked about how that about half of the people that have stuff in storages have a basement and have a two-car garage. And what do you think is in them? Stuff. So people have run out of room for their stuff, so they rent these storage units, and not just for a little while. It's like for years, people will just rent these storage units, and it's a multi-million dollar business in the United States of America just in the area of storage units. Yeah, you go either direction from this church, and it won't take you long, and you will drive by a storage facility. One of my good friends works at one of these. And so it's a very common place because people have a lot of stuff. And then the article goes on and talks about, and I can relate to this one, because my wife at times will grab my phone and she say, why don't you delete this stuff? And you know what my answer is? Well, because I may need it sometime. I might, you know, it'll help me jog my memory. And so I don't delete stuff. Or more importantly, you get on my computer and man, I have all kinds of emails on there. And she says, why don't you delete these? I mean, these date back for a couple years. I says, I know, but don't touch it, leave it alone. You see, we're even junkies, we're stuffaholics, if you would, even with our electronics. We don't delete, we save, we save, we save. But I'm pointing all that out to say this to you, that God daily loads us with benefits. He gives us benefits daily. I mean, we are loaded with them. The Bible again says there in Psalm 68, who daily loadeth us with benefits. So when we think about living thankful every day, we need to realize that it is a command to always do this, always be thankful. But then notice in the same text here that we to understand that it is this Thanksgiving kind of lifestyle is to be pervasive. The Bible says here in the context, giving thanks always for all things. Now, this afternoon, we'll have an afternoon praise service, and I'll give you opportunity to just express thanks and things that you are thankful for. But I'll say this, that many times our list starts off with the physical things that we have. And there's nothing wrong with that. But let me say that we ought to give thanks for, one, the spiritual blessings that we have. Go with me to chapter 1 of Ephesians. Chapter 1, and look now, if you would, at verse number 3. Chapter 1 of Ephesians, verse number 3. The Bible says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." Now, notice what this verse says. He has blessed us with what? All spiritual blessings. Now, when was the last time you gave thanks for spiritual blessings? Now, you say, what are those? Well, you go down through this text of Scripture. He talks about in verse 4 about being chosen in Him. Verse 5 about being adopted. Verse 6 about being accepted in the beloved. I mean, you just go through this chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, and you will realize that you have much to be thankful for in the realm of spiritual things. But you also, and I also, have room to give thanks for simple things. Question: how many of you this morning, when you took a drink of water, you gave thanks for it? I'll confess, I did not. I just was thirsty, started drinking water. But do you know, in the country of India, 75% of their water is unfit to drink. And here in America, all we got to do is go over to our tap in the kitchen and put the glass under there and drink away. We never think about it. But just the simple things of life, being able to get in a car and drive away, being able to, today, when we gather around the tables next door and nobody, unless they're babies, no one's going to grab the food and eat with their hands. They're going to just take a simple thing called a fork or a spoon and eat. These very things are so simple, and yet, may I say, that they are things worth giving thanks for. The spiritual things, the simple things. Now, think of this one. This one's a little bit more difficult. The sorrowful things. The sorrowful things. Romans 8:28 often is quoted by many a Christian. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. And that is true. Do you believe that? That all things do work together for good to them that love God. But when difficult times come in our life, you know what we are so prone to do? Notice I said we. We are so prone to complain. We're prone to gripe about it. We're prone to murmur about it. It's almost like, you know, what in the world am I doing in difficult situations? I'm living for God. I'm trying to be faithful to church. I'm trying to read my Bible. I'm trying to pray. And this is what I get for. God, why have you taken me through the difficult times in life? But hold it. If you listen to the song this morning, it talked about the importance of even looking at your difficulties as blessings from the mighty hand of God. My dad, for over the last 6 weeks, has been going through the valley. And twice this week, he's been in the hospital, currently in the hospital. It wasn't too long ago, he had what I call minor back surgery. And that part is fine. Now it's his hip, excruciating pain. It takes a lot for my dad to cry, but my sister got him into the car. He was just bawling. He was in such pain, and they got him to the hospital. They saw how much pain he was in. They got him on morphine, and not long-term, but just enough to settle the pain. And so they did a lot of discovery in the last 2 days, and they found out that he's got an aneurysm in his aorta. They did an MRI on his hip. His oxygen levels are finally leveled out. And my dad told me yesterday, and he just didn't want to get off the phone. He just talked my ear off, which was fine. I loved it. I enjoyed it. But he said, son, I really thought I was going. He said, Friday night when they came to get me in the ambulance, my oxygen level was down to 65. He said, I didn't tell your sister this until later. He said, but my heart rate was down to 52, and things just weren't looking good. And I just thought, you know, this may be it. My dad's more than ready to go to be with the Lord, but if you know what I mean. He's still got a lot of living to do, 78 years old and still doing missionary work and more things he wants to do. But, you know, I say all that to say this. I think it was Thursday night. Yes, it was Thursday night. He got out of the hospital and was prescribed the oxygen tank. And the gentleman came over to help my dad get that set up. And so my dad invited him. My sister has a supper cooked up and invited that gentleman. Said, hey, why don't you stay with us for supper? Well, he stayed for supper. And in course of conversation, my dad led the man to the Lord. My dad said the man was so ready to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. He says it was just like easy picking, so to speak. God just had this man prepared. But my dad said, and this is what my dad told me yesterday. He says, would you tell your church that's praying for me? He says, would you tell them that in the midst of the difficulty, God is giving blessings? He had an opportunity to pray for a nurse who is, I believe she's from Bangladesh. I can't remember exactly what country, but over here. So he had opportunity to talk to her, and she says, would you pray for me? Says, I'm trying to have a baby, and it's just been a difficult process with my husband and I are going through. And so my dad had opportunity. My point is that my dad didn't sit there and say, woe is me. Yeah, he's in pain. Yeah, he hurts. And yeah, he would rather, you know, be healthy. And he's been a picture of health up to this point. But yet, in the sorrowful times, which is not easy, but in the sorrowful times, we have to say, thank you. Remember what Job told his wife? He said, should we not receive not only the good things from the hand of God, but also the difficult things? Because God wants us in those times of difficulty to praise Him. When people murmur and gripe and complain in those difficult times, it's as if they're saying, either God, you're not able, or God, you don't love me, or perhaps both. But God loves you. God hasn't forgotten about you in your difficulty. But let me ask you, whatever difficulty you're going through right now, it may not be physical, but whatever difficulty you're going through, let me ask you this pointed question. Have you thanked God for it? You say, well, Pastor, no, I don't know that I want to. I want out of it. I get you. Not to belabor the point, but it was just 4 years ago that I went through open heart surgery. And as I'm there in the hospital, you know, I had to, it wasn't much of a wrestling, really wasn't, but I wrestled with a little bit, but I did say, Lord, thank you. Thank you that you put one, a cardiologist who was able to catch this into my life. Thank you for the doctors that are going to do the surgery. Thank you through all of this. Did it hurt? Yeah, it hurt. Especially when they took the tubes out about 3 days later. And I just wanted to punch the doctor who took him out. He says, oh, that don't hurt. I wanted to lay him on the table and insert him and pull him out of him. But yeah, it hurt. Yeah, I mean, you get your chest cut open. Yeah, that's just not like everyday occurrence. Yeah, it hurt. The next month or so was difficult after that surgery. But you know, I found myself more and more saying, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Because you see, it's real easy this morning for you and I to thank God when times are good. But when times are difficult, do we thank God then? Don't doubt him. He still loves you. He cares for you. He has not forsaken you. And in the difficult time, because the Bible says here, what? In Ephesians chapter 5, giving thanks always for what? All things. All things. One of my son-in-laws recently lost his job. And he texted me last week and he said, here is a sermon that really helped me. It was through a podcast. He wanted me to listen to it. And it was based on 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. And he says, you know, and he called me this week and he talked to me for 3 hours. I'm not a guy that likes to just, but I'm glad I had it. Way we could connect. It was good, all good. But for 3 hours, he was going on and saying, man, this is what God is teaching me since I lost my job. He says, I've been able to pick up this side job. I've been able to pick this up. And I believe God may be stirring in my heart to go this direction. And it was just a cool conversation. So he's not sitting, if you would, home, moping and becoming bitter toward the company that let him go. He is saying, in this difficulty, Lord, thank you, even for this. Giving thanks always. So I want to move on, but just to say this to you, a quote, and that is this, that God gives us problems so as to crowd us to the Lord Jesus Christ. He wants to bring us closer to Jesus. And that's why I think God at times sends trials in our life. In fact, I know it is because he's in the process of conforming us to the image of his son. And part of that process is to take us through the difficulty. Do we like it? No, we don't like it. I don't know anybody that likes it. But thank God when we get out on the other side, we see how much we've grown through it. Notice, we're to live thankfully every day. It's to be pervasive in all that we do. Then notice verse 19. It is to be pleasurable. Verse 19, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Have you ever, those of you that raise children, do you ever remember teaching them manners? Now, what do you say if somebody gave them something? What do you say? Thank you. Wow. Hey, you think I'm joking? I've seen my own kids do that. Thank you. Hey, what do you say to mom? Oh, thank you. God doesn't want grouchy Thanksgiving people. The Bible says here what? He says here in the context, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. We today can just praise God. We can give, express joy unto him. In fact, thankful people are happy people. And unthankful people are very unhappy people. There was a preacher that was sitting on a train and across the seat from him was a well-to-do couple. He was dressed very nice. She was dressed very nice. She had diamond rings all over her hands. And but this preacher could tell that this man just had this very intelligent look about him. And he noticed that the wife, all she could do was criticize. She was criticizing the train. She was criticizing the food. She was criticizing her husband. She was just criticizing everything, just murmuring, griping, complaining about everything. So the preacher thought, you know, I'm going to try to strike up a conversation with this couple. So he began to talk to the husband, and he said, sir, what do you do for work? He told him that he was a businessman, and so the preacher and that husband just talked quite a while about his business. And then the preacher asked, well, what does your husband or what does your wife do? To which the husband said, well, my wife is in the manufacturing business. Oh, said the preacher, what does she manufacture? To which the man replied, she manufactures her own unhappiness. And you know, there are people just like that in life who manufacture their own unhappiness. The Bible says here we're to be joyful. We're to give thanks. We're to just sing and praise the Lord. One of the things that Teresa and I have been trying to do more and more in our home is just play music in our house and just rejoice and just praise God more and more. You know, when you're thankful, you will be happier, right? You will be. You will be a happier person in life if you will just learn to be thankful in all things. Now, here is the last point, but really, it's the big point. If we are to live thankfully every day, and we are, if it's to be so pervasive in all that we do, we're to give thanks in all things, whether it's good or difficult, we're to give thanks in all things. So what's the key? How is it possible then? Well, look at verse 18. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. There is the big key. Children of God, this morning, you and I are to be people who are living Spirit-filled lives. We don't hear much about that today, but let me tell you, I could have a real tendency to almost preach another sermon, but I won't do that. But I want to make enough of the point to say this. When you truly are Spirit-filled, you will be a thankful person. You show me someone who gripes and complains all the time, who's never never happy in life, never expresses any kind of joy, I will show you a person that is not Spirit-filled. Because when you are Spirit-filled, the next verse says that you will speak to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. You will just have a joy in your heart. You will have a spirit of thanksgiving about you. But it's possible through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will help you to understand that it is proper to live thankfully. He will help you give thanks always and in all things. Because here in the context, he says, but be filled with the Spirit. I think about in my own life over the years, and I think about worship, either in a church setting or in my own personal walk. And when I think about it, at times, if I could use the word, being dry could be somewhat boring. Many times what I do is I do a little checkup and I realize, hold it, I have not been living the Spirit-filled life. Because the Spirit-filled life is going to express itself in so many ways, but it's going to express itself in the spirit of thanksgiving. And so if we're going to live thankfully every day, it comes through the person of the Holy Spirit, where we yield ourselves to Him daily, where we say, Holy Spirit, today, control my thoughts, control my words, control what I say today. Help me to put a guard about my mouth. Holy Spirit, help me today when I just want to explode, and I mean in a good way. Because many times when I think about praise, I think about it being an outward expression of an inward explosion. Your soul is just so full, you want to shout it from the housetops. You ever been there? I've done that a few times driving in the car, and I'm glad my wife's not with me. She would tell me, keep hands on the wheel. Man, I get excited. Isn't it somehow you and I can go to ball games, we'll hoop and holler, and woo-woo-woo! But when it comes to the things of God, we got to be, I'm telling you, we've got to learn to express it. Got to live it out. And when we are spirit-filled, it will come out of us that we are thankful. We're thankful. Let me ask you a very direct question. When you go to a restaurant, do you bow your head and give thanks for what you're about to eat? If not, why not? Don't ever be embarrassed. So, well, what will people around me think? Don't mean to be a smart aleck, but who cares? Just go ahead and bow your head. It don't have to be a 30-minute prayer. You've been around my grandsons, Ross and Bryce. I mean, their prayers for food are quick. Lord, thank you for the food, amen. Now, hopefully they'll become more mature and it'll get a little longer. Maybe not, I don't know. But the idea is they're being trained, and I was trained. I was brought up. It don't have to be a long prayer, but take time to realize that what I'm about to eat just isn't a right to have that in front of me. That was given. I mean, if I go out to eat, guess what? I'm going to have to do what? I'm going to have to pay for it. Although, I don't encourage this. Don't anybody ever do this. But I've talked to a few waitresses who have said to me, you'd be surprised how many people walk out and never pay for their meal. Don't any of you ever be one of those people. Pay for your meal. But anyway, yeah, we're going to pay. And that's part of it. But even though I've got to pay for it, where'd that money come to pay for it? Huh? God gave me a job. Provided a job to give me the ability to go out and enjoy a hamburger today. Lord, thank you. I have so much to be thankful for. You get what I'm saying this morning. But we need to be a people that's just more and more full of praise unto the Lord and giving thanks to Him. And we sing about it this morning in our songs, Thank God I'm Free. One of the greatest things that you and I have to be thankful for is the day that the Lord saved us. Amen. I mean, that's something, if we had nothing else in life, and that's all that we had, that would be enough to praise God for all of eternity. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Living thankfully every day. Some today, you may need to come and say, Lord, help me to use my mouth to praise you and thank you more. Some of you this morning, you haven't yet ever thanked God for the difficulty you're going through. Today, from a heart of sincerity, lift up your voice and say, Lord, thank you. I don't like it, but I thank you for it. Continue to teach me through it, and He will. Would you pray with me, please? Father, I do thank you so much. We have so much in life to thank you for. Just to live thankfully every day. And forgive us when we take things for granted. I believe we're probably all guilty of this. But Father, help us to just be thankful for something so simple like going to our sink at home and just get a glass of water. Realizing that in some parts of the world, their water is not even fit to drink, and yet ours is. And so help us to be thankful more and more in life. Help us to resist complaining, and help us to be full of praise to you. And help us to thank you not only when times are good, but when you take us through the difficulty, help us to say thank you. And teach us what you want us to learn in that difficulty. And come out on the other side of it more and more like your Son Jesus. It's in His name we pray, not their heads bowed. Would there be those here this morning who would say, Pastor, in my life, I do need to live more thankfully every day. And today I would that you remember me in prayer that I will live more thankfully and less unthankful, that I would do less complaining and more praising in my life. This is a need in my life. I acknowledge it, and I would that you remember me in prayer. Would you raise your hand right where you're at? Yes, God bless you. Is there someone else? Yes, God bless you. God bless you. God. Several hands. Anybody else while we wait? Yes, God bless you. Somebody else. Somebody else. I wanted this morning to be someone here as a pastor. Going through some difficulties in my life presently. And I just realized that I really haven't thanked God for the difficulty. And today, I want to do that. If that's you, would you raise your hand, Robbie Rat? Yes, God bless you. Yes, 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 God bless you. Somebody else, yes, God bless you. Lord, thank you for the difficulty. Doesn't mean that we like it, but God does have our good in mind, and he wants us to make us more like his son through it. Anybody else? Say, Pastor, I want to give thanks more in my difficulties. Anybody else? Yes, God bless you. Somebody else while we wait. In just a moment, I'm going to encourage you to come and just kneel here. I'll be glad to pray with you. If you want to pray by yourself here at the front, then that's fine as well. For you want to kneel where you're at, that's fine. But this morning, respond to the Spirit of God through the Word of God. God has challenged you. God has spoken to your heart. So right now is the best time to obey. Right now is the best time to do something about it. So don't resist the working of the Holy Spirit of God in your life this morning. Yield to him. And however he has spoken to you this morning, you come. And now, Father, you have seen the hearts of these precious souls and the various needs in their life. And I would that you'd grant them victory and help and strength. In Jesus' name, amen.